history. Don't know much biology. Don't know much about a science book. Don't know much about the French I took. But I do know that I love you. And I know that if you love me too, what a wonderful world this would be. Don't know much about geography.
Hey, welcome to Reverse Deception, folks. Today we're going to have a little bit of a history lesson. We're going to talk a little bit about what's been going on while we've been chilling out here in this union of ours. Well, before we showed up, today's the date back in 3114 BC, the Mayan calendar started. The long count calendar started on this very day. Can you believe that? How many people remember that? Yeah, not me. Today is also the day that Magellan's ship returned to Spain in 1522 without Magellan. And it's the same day that the Mayflower departed from Plymouth, England. 102 pilgrims looking for what? Religious freedom and 30 crew members. William McKinley was shot today, too. And the first Piggly Wiggly opened up in Memphis, Tennessee in 1916. Roger Waters has a birthday today, and Buddy Holly does too. We sometimes take these things that happen in our lifetime and just kind of gloss over them and try to think about the impact that people and events have had on our lives. For example, today, sadly enough, Luciano Pavarotti passed away. And the same with Keith Moon. Margaret Sanger also passed away on this day in 1966. So much has happened in history and we forget so much. And I thought I'd just take a moment to remind us that there are so many things happening out there that we can't possibly remember all of them. But we should be students of history. We should learn to remember. Those things that we don't remember will fade off. Those things that we hold on to and teach our children about will continue on. A couple weeks ago, I had a show about the bombings in Hiroshima and Nagasaki and why World War II really ended for the Japanese. And if you remember, the conclusion that we came to was not because of the atomic bombings, which had really little or no impact based on previous city bombings that were done at that time. No, the big threat was from the Soviet Union and their ability to invade Japan within 2 weeks. More likely, it was going to be less than 10 days. Japan's defenses were not in position for that. They were ready for a U.S. invasion, but they weren't ready for a Soviet invasion. And how many times are your kids told that because we dropped the bombs, that brought about the end of the war? History is one of the most precious things that we have that we can learn from. And we take the most time in our lives to ignore history and move on past that into the here and the now, and the knee-jerk reactions of things that happened all around us every day. Take the time to say to yourself, why is this happening like this? Why is there a law that says X, Y, or Z? Educate yourself on these types of things, and you will never be at a loss in a discussion. You will always have the opportunity to teach your children, teach other young people, and teach some old folks and remind them that the reason that something's happening is not what they believe all the time. There are a lot of false narratives out there. And I did an experiment not that long ago on one of my posts on Facebook. Some of you might have seen it. So a bunch of children, obviously in school, sitting in front of a Rembrandt. And they were all face down in their phones. Now, I knew the meaning of the picture. And I put up on the po-